Well, it's certainly a lot of weight off his shoulders. He's been carrying this burden for the last 3 years. And during those 3 years, in the beginning, he had all kinds of restrictions, like not even being able to leave the country as his passport had been taken in. It's only when his health started failing that he was then allowed to travel outside. And then the state became a little bit more relaxed when they did see that, contrary to what the prosecutors were saying, he wasn't a flight risk. And he was not going to run away from the charges, because he's always believed and known that he was not guilty of the offense.
No.
Right from the beginning, he did state that this was merely a political witch hunt and that there was nothing in terms of an offense. And the ruling today bears that out, because it was at the very early stage in the prosecution, in that the court even found that there was no need to even put him on his defense for him to explain anything, because the case was so badly handled by the prosecutors.
You mentioned the difficulty he went through while this case was ongoing. I know his presidential immunity was stripped of him. Do you think he wants to get them back?
Yes, I think the next logical step would be for the immunity issue to be reviewed, because the whole reason given for the removal of the immunity was based on the charges that he has just been acquitted of. And for him to at least have a sense of complete closure of the matter, I think that restoration of his immunity would be important.
What does it say about the president's belief in the judicial system now in Zambia?
I think that the former president has helped to make people have faith in the judicial system, because from the word go, he had said that he had full trust that the judiciary was going to clear him, and that he was going to face those charges, which he has done. And he has gotten his day in court and been acquitted.